May the peace of God, which is above all understanding, let us put our hearts in Jesus Christ, into Jesus Christ. Continuing our services, I shall read God's word in the Acts of the Apostles, verses 34. Verse 34 through 43. And Jesus heard, words are heard in Jesus' name. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fear him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all." That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Amen. This portion of God's word that we just read opens onto us a window or a view. Of official of the army in Italy, in his living room, but it not only opens the window, but it also invites others, especially today, onto those who hear these words. I think in this way, at these summer services at Pyhäjoki, and these services that were held here that we just read, that there's much in common. First, I would think in this way, that this sermon and gospel is the same here in Pyhäjoki. But there may be outward differences for you people here in Pyhäjoki. You have prepared these services over the last 6 years. But these home services that we read about took place after 4 days' warning. At both services, and these texts, the red line that God affects our will. And you, dear travel friend, who have come here to these services or are listening to this through other channels, but also to those who have been arranging these services, God is He who has affected in you to do the work. These services that were held at the official's home, the preacher who lived in Capernaum on the shore of Galilee, a fisherman. We have heard of this fisherman last night at services, and we have spoken also of him today. And we all know what type of man was Peter. Peter, who was called at those services where John the Baptist spoke and Jesus was speaking after these services. So Peter was called into the work of the kingdom. We remember that Peter had charm, but God also gave him growth, actually downwards. You remember how Peter had received a new paper, and that paper was given unto him when the Lord Jesus asked Peter that you love me more than others. In this school, Peter was given a new duty, and was said, and Jesus said unto him, that feed and guide my sheep. And according to this order, Peter is serving at these home services as a minister, as servants of God. Even though we have been called to serve, to feed and guide, we have our own doubts. Even when I've come here to this place, being carried by many prayers, but nevertheless, I feel and experience. I am like a small child at the services at Tiberian, who had 5 bread and 2 fish. And these doubts have been attacking that what do I have to offer such a large group? We know we know that God has always helped those who come to speak, but these doubts, especially that there have been setbacks in those battles that we battle against our own flesh, enemy of the soul, and this world. And for this reason, I would wish to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? In this way, I wish to believe. And if at these summer services, if someone else has come, such a travel friend that you feel that you have been wounded in your battles, or even fell and become wounded, you can believe your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. At these home services, the host one of the leaders, officials of the Italian army, but scriptures does not tell us much about who Cornelius was. But it is interesting, what do we know? Of a different governor of his time who washed his hands when tough times came. Pontius Pilate was a place, he had a place of, he was the decision makers above Cornelius. We know Pontius Pilate, we have found material writings in Hebrew. It has been found that Cornelius had to bring Jesus to the place of death. This has nothing to do with our faith. We don't know if this was the same Cornelius, but if we think that the man of his command, and it could very well be that if a battalion has 600 men, and every 100 company had one leader, and Cornelius was the head of a company. What the Bible writes of Cornelius, it says in this way, that he prayed a lot and a righteous man and gave a lot of alms. Scriptures also pictures very clearly that what happened before these home services, these services started for two reasons. Cornelius seen a vision in the afternoon about 3 o'clock. An angel came into the house of Cornelius, which explained to Cornelius that his alms and his good life has been noticed, but one thing was lacking, and Cornelius was given that duty that he had to send his men to get such a preacher whose name was Simon Peter. In this vision that Cornelius seen, instructions were very clear where this Peter could be found for Cornelius. Was not where he lived. He was visiting here, so good instructions were given unto him. He was also staying at the house of Simon, as we heard earlier. There are young girls and boys. You know this game. That's Bible visa. I'll give you a duty. Look at that game. In which way? How did we travel from Caesarea to Job? Scripture does not say this. But the journey was the same from here to Himanga. Cornelius sent two of his servants and also a messenger from his company, and explains what he has to do, what they have to do. And his delegation went to pick up Simon from Job. And when these three men were journeying to Joppa, and next day around noon, Peter was hungry, and if you on top of the roof, and if some of you are thinking, why is somebody on a roof? The buildings were such that the roofs were flat. And in the house of Simon, food was being prepared, and Simon was very hungry, and he went under the roof to pray and await for food. And the scriptures write the word devoted, our vision, that such a vision was before Peter, that he seen that from heaven came down a cloth that all four corners were tied together, and inside this cloth were all the animals of earth, mammals and birds. And we could think, we may think that did his blood sugar throw him off, since he was since he's seen such visions. But three times this vision came unto Peter. But God let this happen three times. And a command to Peter. Command unto Peter was that he had to kill these animals, butcher and eat. And Peter was of that mind that he had not eaten defiled meat before. But God spoke unto Peter, and said, do not say something is defiled that I have cleansed. And when he comes out of this vision, at the same time, three men came into the front yard and asks, is there such a man here as Simon Peter? And Simon Peter came down from the roof and goes to speak with these three men. Asks that what do they want? Well, then these three men, that their boss Cornelius seen a vision and asks you to come to his home. And Peter also seen in that vision such instruction, do as these men say. And Peter did in this way. First they slept in the home of Simon. And on the next day, they began the journey and traveled for a day and a half. Even at these services, there are many guests that have come from far away. Some have come in different types of transportation. Yesterday, I visited with someone from Pori. And when we greeted, her hand was very cold. But I know why, because she came with bike. They began on Monday, and now they were here. And Peter and the three men who came to get him, they traveled to Caesarea. But we might notice that Peter did not go alone, but he took with him six believing brothers. It is comforting when we do mission trips in God's kingdom. We do not go alone. Normally, other brothers along. This happened, and these seven believing brothers, including Peter, and these three that were sent by Cornelius, they headed towards Caesarea, and they were able to start their services. Even though before the sermon that we read, there's much matters here when they came to the front yard of Cornelius, we noticed that they did not use the normal protocol for Peter being circumcised. Jew had no reason to go to a home with someone who was not circumcised. Another protocol that was broken, that a high standing officer bowed before the fishermen, bowed down before Simon Peter, and Simon Peter said, "Arise, for I am only a man." When they met the first time, they explained each vision which each one had seen, and then it happened. Then each one knew what was in question. Cornelius said unto Peter, "You did right by coming." Even those who organized these services, they have welcomed us here in the same way. You did good when you came. Then these services started. When I read the whole sermon, we should notice this. If you noticed that Peter's style of preaching, way of preaching, was renewed. He was a little disturbed by that vision that he had to go where those that were uncircumcised. This journey, he was able to think about this for 2 days as he was journeying there. That what did God mean that he, or that which I have cleansed, do not say it was defiled. Then Peter, and at the beginning of services, say this way, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." I would think in this way, and here's another connection of the services at the home of Cornelius and these summer services here in Pyhäjoki. We do not differentiate different people. We do not keep anyone out of these services, for everyone is welcome at these services, no matter what background. And if we make this a little bit more simple, this sermon that Peter held, 3 main questions rise forth. The first question is, who are acceptable before God? And how one makes one righteousness? And third, and what is the base? Why are we allowed to preach here? With whose permission? This was the first time when God sent one of his preachers into this type of situation. When we think of these services here, brothers have testified of this. That does make no difference. Are you Jew or Greek? Are you free or slave? It doesn't matter under which flag. Nationality makes no difference. But what matters we heard that he was a righteous man. He prayed a lot and gave much alms, but he was lacking in one thing. And when God today has given, allowed us to keep these services, we are inviting all people inside God's kingdom. And when we think how a person makes one justifies another person, it came forth here at these services when it said in this way. How the prophets according to the old translation. And he asks us to preach unto the nation, and that he is one. He is the one who can be the judge of the quick and dead, and to give him, give all the prophets witness, and through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. This is the basis in simplicity. It is such that in the midst of this world, there would be many people who would come into God's kingdom if they could come. If they could only come with their requirements. But God's word does not give permission or rights to do this. This one matter stops me when we talk about the 10 virgins. There were 10 wise and 10 dumb. That 5 left their oil at home, vessels at home. This stops us when the 5 wise say, we will not give, for we might not have enough. And we ask, has the grace from God's kingdom, has grace ended from God's kingdom? From God's kingdom, sins are forgiven always. Who asks without demands. But one cannot come inside God's kingdom with his own demands. At this moment in Olainen, there are over 1,000 speakers and elders. They are having an introduction, which topic is God's kingdom, God's congregation. This is a very important matter in this way that many of us have understood. Which is spoken about in this time, that we are told that we are so tight that you keep people outside of God's kingdom. But it is not according to God's word. For even today, at these services, God calls into his kingdom. We can have heard how we should change our doctrine And now I ask you, brother and sisters, will our doctrine be changed today in Oldlinen? I can say that it will not be changed. There are a lot of understanding there. What God says in His Word of His own congregation. It is also spoke here of these witnesses and how these witnesses were picked. Peter was not able to say amen when the Holy Spirit descended onto those who heard. We know that there were a lot of people in the home of Cornelius. He had asked many friends and people from the village. Many received the grace of repentance. Who received great of repentance at these services. And scriptures also say, and we services did not end here. There was also baptism. And we are connected in this way also, that this year there are many baptisms here. It is the understanding of God's kingdom that we have a baptism. I think in this way, I'm sure someone here will speak of baptism and what it means, and I will not go into it, but I will only say this. It is not for justification. When it says here, I give unto you a great joy. First there's the gospel, then there's faith, then there's a mark. This is the understanding of God's word. And there was much joy when they were baptized. But even then, the services did not end yet. And I ask you to listen to what happened after the services. They went to evening. They visited in the evening, and they had much discussions. It is our understanding, especially, or for example, in Russia, we can see that many have the need to speak of the matters that are the most important. For there's proclamation, teaching, and journeying. And even here, at these services, and the services at Cornelius, it is important when you meet each other, not only that you speak of cars or football, but you speak of those matters concerning faith. In the end, I would like to bring one matter concerning discussing at these services. There are about 2,000 that were born in 1999. Most of you have been confirmed this year, so far, and the rest will go this year. It was such an experience last week to be at a confirmation camp last week with 52 learning about the kingdom of God. At this confirmation camp, these young wanted to discuss and what did they want to speak of. They were very deep questions about abortion, homosexuality, marriage, and so on. And it was nice to notice how such a good understanding our young have. But we also noticed that the teaching of this world and understanding of this world are shooting arrows inside of God's kingdom. And now, I ask you, and also to myself, that we need to speak of these matters in our own homes. During this camp, we experience much joy, but we also experienced how the power, how a young's faith life is affected by conflicting happenings at home. May we embolden these young people on their walk of faith. At the end, I would like to tell to real small boys and girls, encourage you to bring forth such a matter, what I stopped before last Tuesday, when I was listening to a sermon that was 52 years old, which was held where I was born. And the preacher was Arvo Perälä. Arvo spoke beautifully how children are in the work of the kingdom and how important it is. And he gave an example. It's about 7 years ago when one boy who was not a believer played with believing children, and these believing children, like you do today, you tell your friends that you go to services and you come to summer services and how you believe. And it also happened 7 years ago in Rahe. That this boy asked his unbelieving father, the father, why don't we have Jesus? The neighbor's children have Jesus. Why don't we have it? And this God, this unbelieving father, that he asks that where can one find this Jesus, and he received the grace of repentance. And through this story, I want to encourage you boys and girls, when you go home, tell to your friend, to your friends, where you were. Say that all sins were forgiven there. And even at this moment, brothers and sisters, you have permission to believe. Remain believing. All travel faults. You have permission to believe. Sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. And remain securely living in His kingdom and seeing that even though the storms of this world and outside pressures, that in God's kingdom there is rest and peace. Let us remain in the grace care of God. In Jesus' name, amen.